This kick out is crucial by Kieran Kelly, because Glenn Swilly, with 30 seconds to go, need 2 points. They need a two-pointer to level up this game and force extra time, or a goal would win it. Kieran Kelly with a long kick out, down the barrel of the gun, heads towards the middle. Kevin Marty can't hold on, the four masters have it. Killian Faulkner now is motoring forward. He's Kevin Muldoon out to his left-hand side. Goes to Muldoon. Muldoon's got a bit of space there, pops it over the bar. I have to say that's the winning score for four masters. Kevin Muldoon fisting it over the bar. 2:15 plays 18. It's 21 plays 18. We played the 4 minutes. Is that good enough for four masters?
Yeah, listen, again, come back, they kick out. The Masters won it, they got the score, they won the match. Actually, you'd have to say some brilliant performances in there right across the board. But listen, the two Carrick guys, we've known everything about them between underage and between their county underage involvement. You know, you'd have to say the 5 points of Senate Carrick, and particularly the 1-2 in that second half from Turlough Carrick, their class really shone out. There's a bit of afters going on here down below us, actually, but it's broken up pretty quickly. And you'd have to say some effort from Glenn Swilly to come back. Been 6 down in that second half, actually. And that old Scott 2-pointer we thought might have taken us to extra time. Glenn Swilly, our four masters, had other ideas, actually, and they always looked very dangerous 1v1. And you've seen that later on, particularly with the Carrs and Muldoon there bursting through at the end.
So then, just to recap, of course, in this tie, four masters got a goal very, very early on from Conor McCallan. They led 1 point to no score in the early stages, but then Glenn Swilly started to find a bit of rhythm and got it back to a point, which at the break sat 11 points to 10. 1-8 to 10 was the half-time score in the tie. So we then went to second half, and listen, four masters, well, they really, really came out of the blocks. Turlough Carr with that second goal for them put them 2-10 to 11 in front. They did have a 6-point advantage. The question was being asked of Glenn Swilly, who hit, what, 5 unanswered scores to bring it back to 1. Owen Scott had a cracking 2-pointer to level up the game, but it seemed Glenn Swilly were gassed at that stage, because four masters started to find momentum and they got the last 3 scores in time added on. Senan Carr has 5th, Turlough Carr, and then Kevin Muldoon. And it's four masters who are now going to the quarterfinal draw, finishing or taking that final spot in the draw, which is coming up very, very soon. Just your final thoughts now on this tie here, Brendan, before we take a break and get things organised for the draw and get a bit of reaction as well. We've had two really, really good games today.
Yeah.
So we have.
Yeah.
And the two sides that have come through, obviously four masters and earlier on McCool's.
Yeah, certainly. Oisin and both teams, you know, that came through, Oisin are on the up and up, you know, very well coached, very well drilled. And you'd have to probably feel a bit for Glenn Swilly, Oisin, maybe deserving extra time in that game, maybe deserving extra time in that match. And certainly, you know, without Michael Murphy, you know, you'd like to think, Oisin, that the talisman that he has, and I know different players have to do without, or different teams have to do without different players, but we've seen what Michael Murphy is to the elite level of football with Donegal. What would he have meant to that team today? So it was very difficult for them this season having to play without him. There's a very young Glenn Swilly team. They're on up and up. They've been competing really well at underage. They're definitely a common force, Oisin, and so are four masters. That's what made this so intriguing today. It was end to end, Oisin. There was the first half, there was never much in it. In the second half, that blitz of four masters. Each time a team went in the lead, as we're seeing in most of these games, it comes on the back of kick-out domination. And really, it was four masters, and they were able to stabilise as Glenn Swilly came back. They could never get level in the game, Oisin. And in the end, I think that extra wee bit of forward class probably just shone through for the men from four masters. Now, the goals were a big thing, but obviously the 2-pointers were massive for the men from Glenn Swilly. But as I say, just slight advantage, I think, deservedly, four masters coming through, and say, particularly the ability of the two Carr lads inside, along with McAlbert. Certainly on the score sheet, you'd have to say Senan Carr with 5 and Turlough with 1-2. That was the difference, I think, between the two teams, Oisin.